From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. If Michigan legislators don't come up with a new budget by midnight tonight, the state government will pretty much shut down. Lawmakers are trying to make sure that doesn't happen. They met all day yesterday and have been meeting all day today. But so far, no dice. We caught up with Detroit News reporter Mark Hornbeck on the floor of the Michigan House of Representatives to find out what it will mean if there's no deal by midnight.
All kinds of things will happen, and none of them good. There would be a shutdown of most of state government. There would be a few things that would remain open, such as prisons and state psychiatric hospitals. You would see a greatly reduced force of state police patrolling the highways from down from 1,000 to about 200. You'd see no crime labs or criminal and drug investigations, no more investigations of environmental hazards, and you'd even see a stoppage of horse manure cleanup on Carlos Mackinac Island.
Governor Jennifer Granholm has made the front page of Michigan.gov a sort of a central location for information on a government shutdown, what to do if your government shuts down. It looks like she's taken a pretty hard line here.
Well, it took quite a while for them to actually put that service online. In fact, she got criticized for waiting so long, since it's been fairly evident for quite some time that this was a real threat. But now there are some detailed instructions and detailed information on what happens in the event of a shutdown.
And she and the state legislature really have horns locked here, huh? I mean, it all comes down to that. She could, with the flick of a pen, keep the government open.
Right. Just to lay a little background, the governor is a Democrat. The House is controlled by Democrats. The Senate is controlled by Republicans. Mm-hmm. The Republican-controlled Senate would like to pass a continuation budget that would keep state operating during negotiations that stretch into October. The governor has said, no, we need to keep the pressure on. We need to get this thing done now. And to pass a continuation budget would only send the state further into debt.
So given that it's all parties and all people in this, what are people on the ground? Who are they blaming?
Everybody's getting a piece of the blame. Certainly the governor is. Certainly legislative leaders are. We're seeing all kinds of email from folks who are just outraged on both sides of this issue.
Has this ever happened before in Michigan?
It has not.
Nothing like it.
Right.
And is anyone, or any politicians or people hearkening back to the Clinton administration federal government shutdown where...
Right. They'll show off with Newt Gingrich. That certainly has been alluded to. And you had a similar situation there. We had a Democratic president and Republican-controlled House. So some of the parallels are certainly there.
Does that put any fear in politicians' hearts about predicting who's going to get the blame for this?
That puts fear in politicians' hearts, but votes on tax increases also do, because we have a very active recall effort going on here. There's a threat that lawmakers who vote yes on increasing taxes will face recalls. And so the dynamics are myriad.
And you're the guy on the ground here. What's your gut about whether or not this will be resolved before the shutdown tomorrow?
I think there is resolve in the legislature to get this done today, but whether there's enough time left remains to be seen.
Mark Hornbeck reports for the Detroit News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.